Violinist Damian and Tori Escobar are two brothers quickly gaining notoriety for playing an intense blend of classical music, jazz, R&B, and hip-hop. Damian is 18 years old and Tori is 20. They're from Jamaica, Queens, and call themselves Nuttin' But Strings. Their debut album is titled Struggle from the Subway to the Charts. They paid a visit to our studios in Los Angeles recently, and I talked to these Juilliard-trained violinists about their newfound fame.
It's Nuttin' But Strings.
Tori and Damian Escobar, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure being here.
Pleasure.
So, what is it like to work with your brother?
This is Tori speaking. The good thing about it is it's two creative minds. And when you have two minds, it's better than one. And we come up with good music. We come up with nothing but strings. The bad thing is I'm salt and he's pepper. You know what I mean? And that's my brother right there. So we have those rivalries. But we put those rivalries to the side to make better music and do better business. You know what I mean? But all together, you know what I mean? That's my best friend right there.
He said the right thing so he won't get beat up after this.
Whatever.
Smart man.
Whatever.
Name something, some way that you're different, Damian.
I guess it's musical taste in a way. You know, that's what helps our group, Nuttin' But Strings. Because if you listen to our record, it's two different musical tastes. Mm-hmm. You know, he's more rock and roll and he's more everything. You know, and I'm more everything, but I just like hip hop and R&B and certain other elements more than he likes. He likes rock and everything else a lot more than I do. But just musical wise, we do different things. But when it comes together, like he said, it just makes great music.
Tell people what Juilliard is like.
Juilliard School of Music is a learning experience. I mean, me personally, I'm going to keep it all the way real. I had a better experience in my second school, Bloomingdale School of Music. I wasn't allowed to spread my wings. You know, not taking anything away from Juilliard. I just wasn't allowed to spread my wings the way I should have been because I was ahead of everyone in my class. You know, and they wanted me to stay with my age group. And, you know, I wanted to play in the NBA. You know, I didn't want to play in the semi-pros. I wanted to go to the league.
Tori, when was the first time you felt like you were playing in the NBA, that you knew that you had made it?
Maybe my first concert in Juilliard, because I was taking up the viola, and the program that we was in was the MAP program. And it was like my first concert, because I really, like, my teacher wasn't really there for me. He never showed up for private lessons. So I taught myself how to play this song with the viola, and I taught the rest of the kids that my teacher was teaching too. So I felt like I made it to the NBA because I coached my whole team.
Wow. Did you guys ever get, what are you two brothers doing playing string instruments? Like, shouldn't you be learning to program a drum machine or something?
All the time. I mean, I used to get a lot of that from my friends, not really from the adults, because the adults respected. They're like, hey, this is this African-American brother. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got from the adults. But my peers, personally, it was more so, why aren't you playing basketball? Why this? Why that? So I had to hide my instrument just to get to school every single day.
Not
you know,
me.
Because I was ashamed of it.
Not me. I wasn't ashamed of it. You know what I mean? It was like, what they don't understand, they scared of it because they don't understand it. You know what I mean? So, of course, they're going to say that's what you're doing that for. You're supposed to be playing the basketball.
True.
They don't understand it at all. And so I just ran with it. I didn't really care what people thought. I could do something better than playing the basketball. I could use my fingers.
Yeah. Tell me about your playing on the subway. What was that like?
You want to start?
We started off on the platform. Mm-hmm. At Grand Central. They used to
42nd.
Call, it was Grand Central, yeah. They called the Red Wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We started off at the Red Wall, and then I decided to play on the train. The people loved what I did, but the MTA police didn't like what I did.
I'm sure they did. You guys ever get hustled off the train?
I got arrested more than hustled. They hit me with a violin charge. Mm-hmm. I was facing 2 to 3.
With a violin charge. Assault with a deadly instrument.
So now you guys are established. You're working with VH1's Save the Music program.
Incredible program. Incredible. You know, getting the instruments back into schools, because we know, you know, starting young, just structuring the kid's life, having that structure, having that discipline of an instrument is key.
Who is your hero? Do you have one?
My mom. My mother, single parent mother. She's in college and she raised a family.
What does she think about you guys?
Proud.
Oh, if you call mother right now and ask her what she think about us, you wouldn't even hear her speak. You'd be like, oh, my boy. I mean, that's all you would hear, you know. And my mother deserves it, you know. Mm-hmm. She really deserves it, you know, because this growing up, we put it through so much, mm-hmm. you know. So now it's her time to win. Mm-hmm. Along with ours, we're winning together.
Well, we want to hear some of that winning music. Will you guys play a little bit for us?
That's but of course. Yeah. You want to give him Broken Saw to you? Just a little bit of it?
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
That was absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
That was delicious. You know, I took violin when I was in elementary school and I dropped it. And now my mom will probably call me and say, see what you could have been? See? Oh. Nothing but strings. Damien and Tori Escobar, thank you so much for giving us a taste of your genius. Brothers Damien and Tori Escobar make up the group Nuttin' But Strings. Their new CD is called Struggle from the Subway to the Charts. You can listen to much more of their music by visiting our website at npr.org.